this very wet Cinco de Mayo here, Wednesday, May the 5th, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, coming at you for hour number two of a rip-roaring session here where the questions of the day are: what happened to Don Fleming? What happened to Ruth Green? Why has Wendy's stopped serving ranch dressing? And how long did the Battle of Puebla.
Well,
it's going to be a long hour. Puebla last.
Here's your answer.
Well, maybe it is, and you can enter the contest. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I called Wendy's.
Yes.
They said it hasn't been discontinued. They just haven't been able to get it.
Oh, so did you tell them that somebody on Monday night told me it was discontinued?
Yes.
What'd you say?
He said, no, he said, that's wrong. He said he got a memo that as a 5-7, it should be available at the distributor.
There you go.
Oh, starting May the 7th.
I wonder why they just didn't go to Gordon's and get a gallon and cup it up.
What's going on over there?
It sounds like they've been out of it for, a couple months or something. But.
Well, you know, because I think the last time I got that salad there was probably maybe a week or two before, and they had ranch dressing.
Well, he said it's been unavailable for, quite a while.
Huh. Now we're getting...
Oh, they're trying to cover up something.
Something's going on. If you have time, call them back and say, listen, I know that you had ranch dressing a couple weeks ago. What kind of line of bull are you feeding?
No, don't do that. They'll shoot him.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Well, see, now there you go. You get these kids in there running the show.
And they're trying to cover their behind.
And they say we've discontinued. That's not a word you want to use.
No.
You can say we're out.
Yeah. That kid probably started a national concern.
Well, do you know how many people will probably never go back to Wendy's?
Because I wasn't going back.
They've discontinued ranch. Now we have to update this and say that they have not discontinued it, that they're going to get some on May the 7th, according to the distributor. But I don't. But he said it's been out for 2 months, but that's not true.
Well, I think a long time. I don't think he said specifically. Did he say specifically 2 months?
I thought somebody said 2 months.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, there is one fast food restaurant here in town that has discontinued heating their food, which I'm not going back to.
Oh, do you want to bring that up?
No, I'll leave it alone.
I just, it was a shock to me, and now I'm glad to learn that as of Friday, I guess, I can go there and get a salad.
Well, that's just absolutely crazy. If you don't have ranch, you don't have salads.
No, you don't, and that's why it was such an interesting story to me.
Yeah.
But this is a good example of the news. You see, the best possible version of what I knew to be true was that they had discontinued. An employee had told me this.
Yeah.
But through further digging, we have learned that they have not discontinued it, and now we can update that news story and tell you that Wendy's has not discontinued ranch dressing, that it's just... But see, people don't understand that that's how the news works. You get the best obtainable version of the truth you have until you're told otherwise, and when you're told otherwise, you update it.
And now we have to pay that young man for going out and being our reporter.
You thank goodness we have a staff like that.
Yeah.
All right, so now we know that maybe it'll return, but I don't know what's going on over at Wendy's. Why is ranch dressing at a standstill? I thought ketchup was supposed to be at the standstill.
I can't think of any part of ranch dressing that you couldn't get.
It's certainly on the store shelves.
Yeah. I don't know.
If anybody knows, let us know. 740-383-9944. And our final question still remains in our 20-question Cinco de Mayo quiz. The battle that gave us Cinco de Mayo, how long did that battle last?
Can you give us a hint that whether it's...
You can give it to me in hours.
Okay, it can be in hours. It's not in fractions of hours.
No. Okay. You can give it to me in hours.
Okay.
740-383-9944. How many hours did the battle that gave us Cinco de Mayo last? Now remember, you'll be entered into a contest that tomorrow morning we will pick a winner. We already have 19 other entries. You'll be the 20th. And we'll give you the prize that we have not announced yet, which we will announce tomorrow morning. 740-383-9944. Or if you have any information on Don Fleming or Ruth Green, tell us where they are. You know, that is so bizarre that we can't find them. We found a man who was dead, who used to roller skate.
Yeah.
We found...
He roller skated before he died, though, right?
Well, I don't know. I heard he was very good after
he passed away. Yeah, he was good.
But, you know, we found him. We found some guy who worked, remember, wasn't it a bathroom was dedicated to him or something?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, we found that guy.
By the same name, wasn't it?
By the same name, yeah. And we found, who else was it we found on
there? There was a third one by the same name.
Yeah. So we found a lot. And I found Al Weichel, who was the guy who had all the collectibles. I found him by just asking. But these two... No dice.
Maybe this caller knows.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm taking another guess for 7 hours because I was reading that they said that they started before noon and they left their artillery to finish up by 7 because it started raining at 3 o'clock and they had to leave.
God forbid you have a war during a rainstorm.
It's like a baseball game.
Yeah.
It's a rain delay.
It's called
war's over. Not 7 hours, but a good guess.
But I even pulled up Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh, my.
About Pueblo Battle. And nowhere does it say how many hours it lasted.
Well, and Scott said he got it from Encyclopedia Britannica, so you caught him in a lie.
That's
no!
I have to sit up that way.
No, there's...
No.
Now, did you search what war did you search?
Battle of Pueblo, and they said that they started before noon, that the French got there, and then it started raining around 3 p.m, and everything was slippery. So then they left their artillery to finish up at 7 p.m.
That seems strange. That
so that's why I'm saying so. I don't know. If you ever do get the correct answer, please let us know.
I will.
Found that.
Yes. Thank you.
And the battle was discontinued because of rain.
Now think about that timeline, though. Now think about that timeline.
Yeah, I did.
Now, do you have it all down?
I do in my head.
Okay. So.
I think I know, but I'm going to...
So, you
I'm
know,
not going to say
so it proves that the internet is wrong, because as near as I can tell, sun up is not noon.
Right, yeah. But it did say before noon.
Jeez. But why would you use that as a starting point?
Why would you cancel a battle because of rain? I don't know.
Well, see, I guess I don't... But didn't she say they canceled the... It rained at 3, but then they got their artillery at 7?
They went back to the well, yeah.
See, so, you know, this is certainly not sun up to sundown.
Of course not.
740-383-9944, and yet all these things are sun up to sundown.
Uh-oh.
See, I think I have the right answer.
Peloton is recalling its treadmills.
Oh, no. Go ahead, caller.
3 hours.
Now, 3 hours is a good guess. Not right, but a good guess.
All right. Thanks.
Boy, I thought that was it after we talked about the timeline. Okay. Boy, well, we've covered every hour.
After the timeline from the Encyclopedia Britannica there, I'm positive I've got this right.
All right.
And I'll tell you why if we ever do get the right answer
all
here.
Right.
Go ahead, caller.
One day?
Not one day. Nope.
No, we've had a lot of people say a day.
That not one work. Day.
Huh. Okay.
740-383-9944.
Dozens of injuries have been caused by those Peloton things, especially children. There have been children that have died on those things.
Well, it's good they recalled them then.
Yeah, it is. But they're really kind of cool. My idea a long time ago was to develop a treadmill or a bicycle where you could watch scenery going by on a TV screen, and sure enough, they did it about, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago. I would have been rich if I had done that.
And now, not.
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 Not rich.
So, here we are. Battle of Puebla.
Okay. Pueblo.
Pueblo?
Puebla.
Puebla. Puebla. Puebla.
You know, I feel like such a dad.
I think we Americanize words.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Because we're Americans.
Avocado.
Avocado. Ava?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Avocado.
Well,
that's what they say on the
jury's out. But you say caramel.
Yeah. That's because I'm from near Indianapolis.
Caramel.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How long did the battle last? Now, we have had a timeline laid out here from the Encyclopedia Britannica that proves that all these answers have been wrong.
Nothing proves anything anymore. This is just a shamble.
Facts are facts on the Cinco de Mayo trivia quiz here. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz.
Oh, well.
And no Don Fleming. Now, we can get the caramel sundae answer. We can get the ranch dressing answer. We cannot get Don or Ruth.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
12 hours?
Not 12 hours. She's gonna wear you out.
It rises at 7 a.m. and sets at 7:55 p.m.
Right. But did they...
That'd be 7 hours and 50 minutes.
Now, wait, give me that again.
The sun rises at 7:04 a.m. in Pueblo, Mexico.
Right.
And sets at 7:55 p.m. So wouldn't that be 7 hours and 50 minutes?
Which would be 8 hours. I mean,
wouldn't that be 12 hours?
Rounding up.
7 hours and 50 minutes.
Oh, yeah, no, that would be 12 hours.
Would be 12 hours.
Yeah.
7 a.m. to 7 p.m. would be 12 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's 7:04 to 7:55. So,
so that's 13 hours.
Short of 8, and it was 5 minutes after 7. So
that'd be close to 13 hours.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, the war did not start at sunup and go till sundown.
Oh, it said daybreak to early evening.
Now, did it say daybreak?
It said daybreak to early evening.
I thought it said before noon.
That was when they were getting their troops in place, the French.
Plus, it also said that they had to take a break for rain, so maybe that wasn't hours were included. Yeah. I don't know.
Right.
Oh, boy. I hope you get the answer today so I don't have to...
Well, it's people like you that make our day worthwhile.
Yes, thank you for calling.
Well, keeping my brain sharp, I guess, having to look all the
time. That's right. Keep
there
searching.
You go.
Thank you. 740-383-9944. Now, see... As you peel away this orange, or this onion, you're finding out that this internet is not correct.
Well, or at least it isn't giving the full facts.
Well, because, now think about this. It's saying daybreak to day end, daylight. But, yet...
There was a rainstorm.
There was a rainstorm. And also, we know that... the French didn't even line up until, around noon?
I don't know.
Wasn't that what the Encyclopedia Britannica said?
I wasn't there. So, in other words, one team thought it was going to go all day long. It started to rain. That cut out 3 or 4 hours. And the other team didn't show up for the game until noon.
Why, such is war, I guess. 740-383-9944. How long did the battle... of Puebla last. The last? No, it was it wasn't the last. It was the war that was very crucial in the Mexican-French War of 1862 that gave us Cinco de Mayo. 740-383-9944. Give it to us in hours. 33 minutes past the hour.
I remember looking it up about 20 or 25 years ago, trying to figure out why it was important, and basically I found out it wasn't important, that the only people that celebrated Cinco de Mayo were Americans. It wasn't even...
Well, they do celebrate in Puebla.
Well, now they do.
Well, they do, because this was the battle in the war that... the Mexicans won with a lot fewer troops that gave them momentum.
Okay.
Kind of turn the whole thing around. Because nobody thought the Mexicans could defeat the French.
Why would they?
Right, but they did.
They did.
But they did.
Okay.
Just like who would have thought we would have defeated the British?
Now, did they have a left-handed pitcher in that battle?
I think they did. Sandy Koufax.
That was the problem.
That was what happened. And, you know, it never goes well when you try to fight on somebody else's land.
No,
when
no.
You're trying to take their land.
Yeah, because the people know where all the places to hide are.
Yeah, that's what happened in the Revolutionary War with us in Britain.
We hid behind trees.
And that's what happened in Mexico, between Mexico and France.
And those British said we were cheating, but we weren't cheating. We were using our local knowledge.
When they brought their people over.
Yeah.
They didn't want to be away from their home.
And how stupid were they wearing red uniforms?
Well, they were those red coats. 740-383-9944. How long did the battle last? Shoot, in hours.
Shoot at anything wearing red. Poor foxes. They probably killed a lot of foxes.
Well, what about the women or the kids who were wearing red at home, red shirts?
Well, I hope not.
Well, I hope not, too, but I'm sure that happened.
That would be bad.
they
probably sent out a text that said, do not wear red. We're shooting at all people with red on.
You know what I like we've done through this trivia today? 20 questions, and we have really defined what this day is all about.
And we've beaten the heck out of this poor horse.
But you know, but not really, because we don't have the answer.
We don't have the answer.
If we had the answer and kept repeating the answer, that would be beating it, but we don't have it.
Okay, let's get it.
No, we're still peeling the onion back on this one.
We have one lady that's called in with three or four different answers.
Well, but
how could she be wrong on all of them?
Well, I guess there'd be 24 answers.
Yeah.
At least. 740-383-9944. How long did the battle last?
Okay, to that lady that's calling in, call in a minute, say 1 hour, and then call in 2 minutes and say 2 hours.
We'll have to disqualify you if you do that. We don't want to disqualify, but that would have to lead to disqualification.
I love hearing that. People call in on this, trying to figure it out.
Yes, we love to hear the answer here.
Yeah.
We'll get it.
Are you getting texts there on the about this, or is that something?
Yes, somebody said 24 hours, but that's not right.
That can't be right.
Nope, not right.
Okay.
Don't have it yet.
Why am I getting all stopped up?
I don't. It has been weeks since that happened.
Yeah, but I am. I was out too late yesterday in the rain.
You're getting misty-eyed because of this.
That's it.
Yeah, because of this question. Now, you told people on hour number one, but what does Cinco de Mayo mean to you?
May 5th.
Well, I understand what the date is.
It means you go out and drink margaritas.
But now you know what it's really about.
It really doesn't mean anything to me. I have never celebrated Cinco de Mayo in my life.
But you know now what it means.
Yes, I do. Now that's wonderful, and I'm glad I know.
Knowledge is power.
Now, if I was still going to bars, then I could go tell all my friends what it is all about, and I could look real smart. But I don't go to bars anymore, so
maybe one day again.
Nah, not gonna do it.
You're done altogether.
Oh yeah. I'm down to one beer a week, and that's the way we're gonna.
But I thought you used to go have that in a bar.
Yeah, I did, because my wife doesn't like me drinking at home, so that, but COVID struck, and that kind of changed, you know, COVID striking has changed a lot of habits, I'm sure, and many for the good.
Did you hear where they're going to try to deliver groceries by drone?
I have. I didn't know that they had really gotten to the
point. I think it's Centerville, they said they're starting that.
Now, the problem is, you get maybe a 30-pound bag of something or other, and it flying over people. What if it accidentally drops it on somebody?
Well, apparently there's going to be a 5-pound limit.
Oh, okay.
But still, that could kill you.
That could kill you from a distance,
right.
Yeah.
And somebody told me a gallon of milk was 8 pounds.
Yeah, 8 pounds.
So you can't even get a gallon of milk?
You can't get a gallon of milk. Absolutely not.
How do you know what the weight is when you're ordering it?
They probably will have to post that. If they're going to do all this?
Doesn't this seem a little... I mean, I think sometimes we take a step too far.
Yeah, we're just trying. We're trying to find our place right now.
With, I don't think this is it.
With all the COVID restrictions and stuff like that, I think, you know, a lot of people, they want their freedom. I'm going to be free. The COVID isn't taking away their freedom. It's expanding our knowledge.
Yeah, but I don't get the drone thing.
Yeah, that sounds a little dangerous.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, the first time those drones drop something on a car,
yeah,
or
that'll be the end of that.
Person, yeah, I mean, that's going to, you know, what they're going to have to pay in insurance is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, you know, the drone flies into the neighborhood and the kids go over and grab a hold of it and take the groceries, and it's not going to work.
Yeah. No, you know, though, I never thought that delivering to your door would work. You know, delivering groceries to your door or stuff like that. And it's worked pretty well.
You know, but have you noticed that they're starting to say and make people go back to their offices, and all of a sudden people are having, oh my goodness, what's this all about? Well, I don't know why people thought they were going to be home forever.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know where that came from.
Last night we were with my son, who is a administrator at a college, and he said, I'm back. I have to go back to work every week.
Yeah.
Once a week. And I said, oh, that's horrible. He said, next week I have to go in twice.
Yeah. They're starting to loosen all that up because of the people getting vaccinated. And I don't know why people thought that who were sent home because of the pandemic that they were never going to have to go back.
I think they've gotten used to the freedom of being able to, you know, when you have to change your kid's diaper, it's easy to do. And they're just not thinking.
No, they're not. And I think that's the same thing with grocery delivery.
Yeah.
I think once it's all back to normal, people will go to the grocery. Go ahead, caller.
4 hours.
You got it.
All right.
Four hours.
I thought three was going to be right.
Well, because if you look it up, if the French arrived at noon.
Yeah.
Noon proper, it said.
Noon proper.
Noon proper.
Noon proper. And then it said at 4 p.m.
It ended at 4.
Because of the rain.
Because of the rain. And they came back and collected their artillery
that was
later on at 7.
Yep, that's correct. So, yep, the rain started and it was slippery and they couldn't launch into another attack.
And so it ended. Now, where did you get your information?
Oh, I've read about 20 different websites in the last hour.
Now, see, but isn't it interesting that, you know, over millions and millions of answers, if you just Google it, give you the wrong answer?
Yeah, yes, sir, it did. I had to actually read a book. I can't believe I actually did that.
And then you had to do some calculations.
Absolutely. Yeah, I had to do math in there, too.
Exactly.
So you hurt my brain, Scott.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, maybe tomorrow you'll win our big prize.
Okay, this is Ryan.
Oh, Ryan, I got you down. Thanks, Ryan.
Bye, thanks.
Bye-bye. So there you go.
Okay, I'll give it
four
to you.
4 hours.
4 hours.
He found out that the French arrived at noon proper.
Yeah.
Right at noon, and then at 4 o'clock, must have started to rain at 3.
With a Mexican standing around at 8:30 in the morning going, where the heck are the French?
Well, I don't think that it probably was not one of those battles that was intended. They were probably just defending their...
Walking along and, hey, look, there's French people.
Well, you know, they were probably defending that Pueblo, whatever.
Pueblo.
They were defending that, and the French showed up at noon proper because the French are very punctual. So they...
I don't think so, but
so
go ahead.
We're showing up to take over this place, and then the rain came at 3, and by 4 it was too muddy to keep going on.
Yeah.
So the French said, let's go have dinner, and they came back at 7 and collected their artillery.
Yeah, after having their dinner.
4 hours.
Wow.
How about that?
I bet I can win a couple of drinks on that.
Because people will Google it.
Yeah, they'll Google
it.
And
they won't read the story. Now, I don't doubt that the Mexican troops were there from sun up till sundown, and I don't doubt that the French collected their artillery at 7, but the actual battle, noon proper till 4 o'clock.
If I were the Mexicans, I would have stolen all their artillery while they were having their whatever they ate.
Well, they probably didn't leave town. They probably just went to the little, you know, taco shop there and had lunch.
Yeah, probably did.
Kept an eye out. Go ahead, caller.
That's probably close to the time it took Germany to overrun France in World War II.
Or Italy. Italy didn't overrun anybody.
I think France just heard the Germans were coming and threw in the towel.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that's what I heard on World War II.
the French were not. Now, Great Britain, they were a different story. Churchill said, well, Will, you just bomb us all day and all night. But the French, they said, you know, hey, it's noon proper. We gotta stop.
Right. We got to go have supper.
Yeah, we got to go have supper. And Hitler, you won the supper eater. That's how that went.
Oh, man.
Atomic landed that battle only lasted 4 hours, and they got beat early in World War II. I don't know if those guys are good soldiers or not.
I don't think anymore. I think at one point the French had a decent army. I think probably during this war in 1862 they did, and I think during the Revolutionary War they were halfway decent. But I think over time they've just become, you know, they stopped wearing deodorant and people passed out.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? When I was a kid, they said the shortest book in the world was Italian War Heroes. Well, I don't understand that.
Well, Italy's not very big.
Oh, okay.
But they're warlike.
Well, they were then.
Yeah, they are warlike.
Mussolini was warlike.
Yeah, and he got warred up.
He certainly
did. So have you found anything on, I mean, you've checked with Wendy's and McDonald's. Found anything on Don Fleming or Ruth Green? Are they in the book?
I haven't looked for them.
Well, get to it.
We gotta find these people.
You're one of our...
If you want to... Call me off air and give me that number. I'll call it.
You know, I feel Adam sent me this number of a Don Fleming, but I don't want to startle the man.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll see what I think Adam got it out of the phone book. Do you have a phone book?
Yeah, I have a phone book. I don't have the internet, but
yeah, check your phone book and see if there's a Don Fleming. What road? Richland Road, I think.
Okay, I'll check
him. That's out my way.
There, I'll call.
Yeah, if we got 15 minutes here, and just tell him, you'll know as soon as you hear his voice if it's the Don Fleming I'm talking about. Just ask him if he went to county commissioners, tell him we're talking about him here, and have him call in before noon.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well,
we're going to have to pay that young man.
Well, I wonder if he'll get him. Now it's exciting.
It's exciting.
It's exciting. Okay. I'd love to hear from Don.
Okay.
I bet Don's got a lot to say if that's him. But yeah, we did find out. Somebody said he lived on Richland Road. Adam gave me a phone number, but I didn't want to startle the man.
Now, I'm concerned that he might think that somebody's trying to stalk him.
We're a radio station, Glenn.
We are stalking
him. We're not calling him. It's not like we're throwing him up on the air unannounced.
Just his name.
Just
and
his
where
name.
He lives.
And I hope he's well.
Yes,
I hope Don Fleming is very well out on Richland Road. All right, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Don't forget, Progressive Life after this show, 12:10 till 1 p.m. Then Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5, and Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6 to 7. Wonder if Nate's going to have a Cinco de Mayo program today. Bring some salsa. His wife is a very, very, very good cook.
Oh,
she makes a big plate of stuff for goodies for Christmas at the Christmas party and the anniversary party. They usually bring something, and I wonder if there'll be a little Cinco de Mayo party going on in here today.
Is that why I'm not invited to anything? Because I don't bring anything?
Now, you came at one point.
I did come to the Christmas party.
Yeah, yeah.
I have.
You came to the anniversary party. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
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 So it was fine.
See, I get invited to
something. We had a good time last year. We all wore masks.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
We have listeners that feel sorry for me because you never invite
me. Now, cookouts, no. And the Memorial Day cookout's coming up, so it'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't be invited again?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No. It's a very select list.
I can tell that.
It's very select.
Now, we have a big vacant lot out next to our new digs. Are we going to have a big thing out there?
Well, I think, you know, I'm trying to figure out. I think our grand opening of the new office should be on our anniversary, which is June the 10th.
Oh, I like that.
Which, you know, that'll be just about a month now.
Is that right? Yeah.
So hopefully
it's getting late.
We got some rooms in here to get painted. And once we get the rooms painted, I think we'll be ready for an opening.
We got a lot to do in this place.
Well, we do, but we don't have to.
Okay.
You know, but hopefully the sign will be outside by then and the rooms will be open. And
my guest tomorrow is going to be Mike Larson, who I've had on a few times. And I said, don't worry about the location. It's nasty.
You think?
Well, it's not really nasty, but I didn't want to get his hopes up for a beautiful station.
Well, no, it's not. It's a house.
It's a house. It's an old house.
It's an old house.
With a porch that feels like it's going to fall through.
Boy, if Adam hears you, he's going to be all over you.
Well, I got to lose weight is what the problem
is. No, I just think when you come in, though, I think it's got a good feel, this room.
I don't mind it. Yeah, I really don't mind it.
No,
yeah.
No.
And it works well for
us. Once if there's a sign out there, it's really going to be.
Yeah. And actually, I parked this time because there were cars everywhere. I parked in the little driveway even further down. We're probably not supposed to park there.
You get towed. You get towed. Boy, the anticipation about Don Fleming now is huge.
I'm on bated breath, whatever.
See,
that
I
means.
Can't believe if Don is well that he would not call in, because he is the type of guy who I would not be fearful of anything.
Well, if he spoke before the city council without any problems, why not call us?
Many times.
Yeah.
Many times. Wonder what he's been up to these past many, many years.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. We might solve a long-term dilemma here this morning. And, you know, if the voice appears, I will know it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So we can't fool you.
No. It's burned in my brain. Okay. So we know that Wendy's has not discontinued ranch dressing. We want to go back and correct
That's
that.
That's good.
It should be back Friday, May the 7th. We now know that McDonald's does have a caramel sundae. Yeah. I don't believe it, but it does. Yeah. And nothing on Ruthie Green, though.
Yeah. Well, hey, tell me, if you like ranch dressing like I do, if you walked into that restaurant with a thing of ranch dressing, would they get mad at you?
Well, see, you know, I thought about this, because what I did the other night is I went ahead and got the salad anyway, and I just went home and put ranch dressing on
Sure.
it. But I thought, what if I'm not going home?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to carry ranch dressing in the car. It would spoil.
Yeah, it would.
Right.
Yeah. But you could take it with you and go in and dump it on your salad, and by the time you're done, it's not going to spoil in a half an hour.
No, but my question is am I just, I don't know that often that I'm just going from home to restaurant to home.
Not usually.
Right. So,
unless you're a member of the Coble family.
That's what you do.
We do that a lot.
Yeah. So to me, at some point you'd have to leave it in your car, and that's not going to work.
Yeah, no. You don't want to leave it in your car very long.
No. Right. So, you know, I just think that's a down subject.
You know, that brought up an interesting point. My wife and I go to whatever fast food restaurant we go to. We go, we drive through the drive-through, we get our food, and then we go out and park by the street so we can watch the cars go by. And I thought, we're probably the only people that ever do that.
You
but
know,
we're not. I've seen other people.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Eating in parking lots are a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, long before the pandemic.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
People,
I know people used to go over to the, they would get their food in the Walmart parking lot, and they would drive over to, like, Gordon's, where it's not as busy.
Yeah.
And they would sit and watch. And also, I know Wendy's used to be a big spot, because that's a busy intersection. So they would get their food through the drive-thru, then just pull over there next to Donato's and watch cars.
Actually, we have two restaurants that we go to that we don't park in their parking lot. We go down to Wendy's because you can see a lot more.
Yeah, it's a bigger parking lot.
Yeah.
More activity there. And so, yeah, I mean, people have done that for a long time. A lot of people don't like to go inside.
Yeah.
For a long time, I never minded going inside, but every Saturday night, I had a person who liked to go out to eat. Now, if we would go to Denny's or someplace like that, you had to get out, so we would go in there. But if we went to Wendy's or McDonald's or Dairy Queen, they always wanted to sit in the car, so we would, like, pull into the Family Video, Bright View, now parking lot, and sit there, or sit in the Wendy's parking lot.
Well, two of those places that you mentioned have very hard seats inside, so I would rather sit on a car seat than.
Yeah,
but my car looks like I've been eating French fries for years in there.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting though. When I went to Hershey and Philadelphia and all those places, we ate in the car very little. You know, even I think it was you know, you just wanted to get out and stretch your legs.
Well, yeah, and your new stuff to go see.
Well, I remember we stopped at a Burger King. First place we stopped on, because we left Friday evening, and we stopped at a Burger King somewhere in Pennsylvania on the way to Hershey, because it's a 6-hour trip, and it was in the, there was nothing. There was a gas station and a Burger King, and that's it. And we got out and ate, though, because you just wanted to get out of the car for a little bit.
Sure, yeah. Stretch.
Yeah. And it was interesting, because we were the only people in there, and that Burger King in that little hamlet in Pennsylvania was... only open till 7 on a Friday night.
Maybe because of COVID.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Didn't seem like a busy little area.
Well, my wife and I, we've driven out to California several times, and we drive to North Carolina quite often. And we usually eat in the car just because it's noisy in the restaurants, and there's stuff on the seats.
You know, I wonder if Dr. Feynman is going to give us any information we don't know about Cinco de Mayo. Wouldn't he be the guy?
We could ask him, yeah, yeah. Now, I've got, but we can't ask him too much, because I've got about 12 things that I wrote down that I want to talk to him about.
Well, Abraham Lincoln would have been the president while this was all going on.
Yeah, that's right, he would.
Right,
yeah.
And let's see, it would have been... Kennedy, Eisenhower, and Johnson when it became popular in the 50s and 60s, and it would here in America, and then it would have been Reagan in the 80s when it became a drinking holiday.
Well, anything while Reagan was a president was a drinking holiday for
was
me.
Was it?
Yeah, I was not a big fan of his.
You know, people either really liked him or really didn't.
Yeah.
And most people really liked him. 49 states he won against Mondale.
And I really don't have anything personal against him. I just didn't agree with his philosophies.
You know, I was watching a show the other day. What was it? Was it the Kennedy? Just the day of the Kennedy assassination. And what a fascinating, from eyewitnesses. What a fascinating thing that is. I interviewed Clint Hill once, who is the Secret Service agent who was on the back. I interviewed him, and he was fascinating. And then I also interviewed Jim Lovell, who's dead now, who was the guy, if you see the famous...
Oswald, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was handcuffed to Oswald when Ruby shot him, the guy in the white suit. I interviewed both of them, and they were fascinating people.
Yeah. Now,
fascinating.
The first one you talk about, he almost committed suicide, I believe, because he thought he...
Clint Hill, yes. Very depressed.
Yeah.
Very depressed. He's still with us, though. Go, Lavelle's not anymore.
Oh.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I got a hold of him.
Oh, no. So Don is alive and well?
Yes, he said that was him. You just go to the council meetings, and he says he knows you.
Oh, he remembered me.
Yep.
Oh, God bless him. Well, what did he say about calling in?
I gave him your phone number, and he acted like he's going to call you. He said he remembered you.
Oh, good. Well, I can't wait to hear from... What did he say about us talking to him on the radio?
He was surprised that he was looking for him for a few days now.
Now, tell me, as soon as you heard his voice, did you know it was Don Fleming?
I could tell he was somebody that talked good and, you know, at one time knew what he was talking about.
Does he still got that patter?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear it.
He's not in too good a health anymore.
Well, he's not in too good a health.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
So maybe he'll call you. I told him your show will end at noon, so I hope he calls you.
Okay. Yeah,
I
hope we get to hear from him. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The check's in the mail.
Yep. Well, Don is still with us.
Good.
How good to hear is that?
That's
good to hear. Well, hopefully we got 4 minutes here. We might hear from Don. I told people if they heard Don's voice, they would know it was him.
They would recognize it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, do they still broadcast that on, like, C-SPAN or something? Those local city council meetings and stuff like that?
Our local?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know because I don't have cable anymore.
Oh, okay.
They broadcast them for a long, what was it, Channel 3 or something?
Yeah, something like that. But I haven't found them, so I didn't know if they...
Well, probably since they went to Zoom, they probably don't.
Oh, yeah, true, yeah.
But I bet you could access them somewhere on the Internet.
Maybe.
Because they are on Zoom.
Yeah, all right.
I would guess. Well, if Don calls during your show,
okay.
Just tell him to call tomorrow between 8 and 10.
I will.
Yeah.
I will.
Tell him I'll be here waiting for him.
We'll be here for him.
Right for Don. Don, right. We will clear the time for Don.
Okay.
But four hours, the battle of... And we'll try to catch up with Pat Carroll tomorrow, too. It's her birthday. She's probably busy today, so we'll check in with her tomorrow.
She's partying. She's having Cinco de Mayo drinks. And
94.
And birthday drinks. And
absolutely.
She's probably loaded by now.
Probably. Probably. You know, God bless her, Pat Carroll.
Absolutely.
All right, 740-383-9944. 2 minutes left to go on the Cinco de Mayo program, but lots more programming today. Glenn Coble's up next, 12:10 to 1 p.m.
Are you doing anything for Cinco de Mayo tonight?
You know, I think I might have some chips and salsa.
There you go.
There you go. Maybe I would like a good taco salad. But see, I just like lettuce, tomato, hamburger, cheese, salsa.
Yeah, that's pretty standard.
I don't want the chips in the salad.
Yeah, I don't like it because they get all soggy.
Yeah, well, and I just, it seems odd to me.
Okay.
All righty.
Those chips, by the way, I believe in some of those local restaurants were actually made here at Wyandotte for quite a while, and may still be.
Do you remember what they used to call those taco salads in school? They didn't call them taco salads.
Yuck.
No, I don't. You don't remember?
No.
Texas straw hat.
It wasn't called. I didn't eat in a school, so I'm much older than that.
Yeah, but I wonder if they still call those Texas straw hats.
I'd never heard of that.
Yeah, I probably had to do with the chips.
Yeah, must have.
Yeah. So you and Dr. Feynman will be talking about... You know, I wonder...
Everything.
I saw that Giuliani was raided last week, but they misstated did you see this whole bit about the New York Times, MSNBC?
Yes,
they all had to retract it. Because they said that he knew, and he didn't.
Yeah.
And their source was wrong. Well, you know, see, this is one of those things again. Don't do it until you know.
Yeah. Well, that's something that all aspiring news people should...
You know what's sad to me, though? And he has had a different life the last 15 years. But this was America's mayor. This was they called Churchill in a cap during 9/11. This was one of the men with strict policies who helped clean up New York. This was a pro...
Didn't he have stop and frisk?
Yeah, but Bloomberg continued it.
Yeah, I'm not saying one way or the other.
And a lot of people felt that cleaned up New York.
Yeah.
And he also ran on the Republican ticket for president, as I think for the first time in many, many years, as a pro-choice candidate. And I understand he hasn't had the best relationship with his wife, and certainly his association with Donald Trump did not help him with Democrats. But, you know, when people get up and refer to him as a disgrace, you know...
I just don't like disgrace, the word.
Well, I don't like... You know, there are people who probably are disgraces, but just for what he did during World War II, or during 9/11, I think it's like, you know, there were World War II veterans, the greatest generation, who ended up in prison. I don't think they're disgraceful. I think what they did later on maybe was not great. But, I mean, Rudy Giuliani, on the whole, is probably going to be remembered as very well. I don't think people are going to forget the biggest terrorist attack on our land and him. And he went to those funerals. He didn't leave the city. He opened up a command. He handled that very well.
Yeah.
And I don't
think everybody agrees with that.
Right. And I don't
but
think...
But he has been a little off kilter recently.
Right, and I say, I don't think we can judge everybody who... Because they're judging him just on this because it's now.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people say, what have you done for me lately?
Not so good. Let's look at the guy on the whole. I mean, I really...
Well, if he's corrupt, he's corrupt.
But I don't know that he always has been. He's also
the guy
who put Leona Helmsley away.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
You know, so I think we just got to be a little broader on the Rudy Giuliani picture.
Put her away. That's a
good
idea.
Well, he did. He did, you know.
Put her in jail.
He put her in jail. And she didn't like that. All right. I'm done. Glenn and Dr. Feynman after this.
Yep.
On WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website, WilliamsGrassCutters.com. Facebook page, at Williams Grass Cutters. Email, w.grasscutters@gmail.com.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the